Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Lynn, your co-host.
Let's gear for a C and get underway. Have you ever thought of franchising your business?
Your business is growing and expanding, and franchising offers a way to channel that growth.
Or maybe you're thinking of starting a home business, and with over half of franchises operating home-based, franchises offer great potential.
To help us shine a light into franchise opportunities, we speak with Tom Dufour, CEO of Big Sky Franchise Team.
Tom Dufour is a franchise industry leader providing consulting services to all levels of franchise development and marketing.
So greetings, Tom Dufour. Welcome to our podcast. Say hi.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for connecting again today. So I thought when I saw Big Sky, I said, are you calling in from Montana? But it sounds like, no, it's Atlanta, Georgia.
That's exactly right. We get asked that rather often. It's more of the figurative, I guess, as opposed to the literal for the name here. Big dreams, big vision, big ideas. If you're thinking franchising, you got to be thinking big.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, Montana's got a lot of entrepreneurship, but I'll say one thing. We have so many guests coming from the Atlanta area, so it just must be a hub of startup activity across the board, including franchises.
Absolutely, it is. It's definitely a boom, one of the boom markets in the country. We see lots of growth and expansion here.
Let's get started looking at franchise opportunities. What are things someone should look for when buying a franchise?
Sure. So this is something that comes up often when someone's thinking about expanding or opening a business and going into a franchise. One thing that they want to take a look at is what is actually driving them to want to open up a franchise. What is the purpose they're looking for? Is it money? Is it lifestyle? Is it a work-life balance? Is it they're just tired of working for someone else and they're looking to run their own business? What is that fundamental driver as to why they're doing this? So that's where I always like to start with folks, is what's driving this? And then once they evaluate that and figure that out, then we want to have them take a look at what kind of budget do they have? And I did a lecture over the weekend, a seminar for at the International Franchise Expo in conjunction with SCORE. And this was one of the topics that came up for a first-time buyer's guide for someone looking into buy a franchise. And one of the topics that we talked about was how can someone identify their why, stick with it, and when they find their budget, stick with that budget. And I reminded the audience, and I'll say the same to your audience, this is not like buying a home. So it always seems like that real estate agent when you buy a house is showing you a property that seems to be $10,000 or $20,000 outside of your budget for that extra. And this is not something that you're going to get a 30-year mortgage and finance out over a long period of time that adds a few dollars to your monthly budget. We're talking about this could add significant differences and make a significant impact. So once you get that budget for your investment maximum, do not exceed that number for your investment. You could really end up putting yourself in some hot water. Maybe not eventually, but it could be 6 months or 12 months.
A couple of points here on the franchising, which, you know, I think it sounds like you come into it from a little bit different of perspective, because mm-hmm. if you're just going to start up a regular business, you got to take a look at, you know, market demand and risk and some of these other things. But the franchising advantage, kind of the way I look at it, is there already is a blueprint for success and a blueprint for starting up the business. So, but of course, that lowers the risk but increases the investment. So that ties into your point that the more important factor is to look at, you know, to look at the budget and to make sure you can, you know, afford the budget. You're right about that one point. You know what the costs are going to be, but you know you can't anticipate all the costs, and you're going to have costs come up that you couldn't anticipate. So that's a good point. You've got to stick to your budget.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely right.
Well, you know, for a home-based entrepreneur, what are some things you should avoid in a franchise?
Sure, sure. As a home-based entrepreneur, some things to avoid. Again, it's going to come down to preferences and what you're looking for. But one of the things you want to really make sure of as you're getting into a home-based business model as a franchise, and just so that you're aware, I actually am a franchisee. I bought a franchise a few years ago that started off as a home-based business and eventually moved into a small office. Mm-hmm. And we have a great crew and staff. And one of the things that I look for and I encourage others to look for is what kind of a marketing program does that franchisor have in place, or potential for even national sales accounts. Very often for a home-based business, a franchise company will be able to bring to you some kind of national marketing presence or national account structure where you may have a few sales coming in the door when you open up. So I know I'm talking about things you're looking for instead of avoiding, but I would really push for going into a home-based franchise model. I would really be careful and ask my franchisor what kind of support you're going to be providing to them on a marketing and sales front. And if they don't have national accounts, that's okay. But we want to understand what does that marketing and sales training really, really look like as you're looking to venture into it. So I would really be leery and be avoiding any franchise business that's not going to have a solid foundational answer on how they're going to help you generate business, or at least even with a proven marketing process.
And I imagine they must be able to show you, you know, examples of franchises that are operating home-based. A lot of time we're talking about home-based, it's, you know, it's kind of like the home office. I mean, I imagine you still have a home office you're working from, even though you've moved into a small office. And a lot of the franchises will use, say, a service type van or some type of a mobile platform to actually deliver the service to a client's location. They operate at home base. So, you know, it's pretty flexible.
Yeah, yes, exactly right. That flexibility is wonderful. Absolutely right.
So let's discuss more on marketing your franchise. What are some effective methods for marketing a franchise business?
Sure. And you're, are you, I want to make sure I'm understanding, is the franchisee in generating business for their local business? Is that what your question is? I just want to make sure.
Probably. I imagine most of the franchise market is kind of more local to where you're operating.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, exactly. So a key factor for any home-based business, especially to your point there, is to get involved in the local community. It's so critical. One of the advantages you have is you know your area. Join a local chamber, join a local networking group, get involved with the local schools or community or church groups or charities. There are all kinds of organizations to get connected with. And it's a long-term strategy. It's a long-term play. But when you're the consistent sponsor for the local football team or the local summer fest or whatever is happening in your community specifically, in our community, there's a local scarecrow fest that happens every year in October. So we put together a little, we make a little scarecrow and put it up, and it's just getting connected with that community because you want to be top of mind for that mom or that parent or that school in your community for your service. When that happens, and it is a long-term play. So the advice I also give to local franchisees is that building that local community is really, really important so that you're at the top of mind. You're at top of mind for those customers.
So if I can, you know, kind of summarize a couple key points. A lot of times people come into marketing where they're focused on lead generation and getting out and marketing, generating leads. You don't want to really do that with franchising. You want to be out there with that relationship, that top of mind presence. So when somebody in the community suddenly needs your service, they say, oh, what's the name of that company that, you know, installs lawns or sprinklers or whatever? And then your franchise comes to mind. But over the long term, what you're saying is it takes a what time to build that franchise and build that mental connection.
Yes, that's exactly right. And certainly the traditional marketing methods of whether it's cold calling or pay-per-click advertising, internet marketing, and so on. Those are all important for business and depending on your model, what you'll need to do. But I think an advantage as a local owner, tapping into that local community is critical. And franchising is part of the benefit is it's a national presence, locally owned and operated. So be that local operator and that local owner tied in with your community. It's really important.
And that national presence gives you some credit, gives you credibility to operate locally, and helps that marketing process.
Absolutely. It gives your customers that comfort level to know that you're one call away from reaching an owner. And if they're, it gives that customer that confidence in knowing that if something were to go not as planned, there's somebody to answer to. There's a corporate office, there's another franchisee maybe in the area to support with, and franchising gives another level of confidence, because usually there are things like insurance requirements and other kinds of requirements that help give that customer that confidence and knowing that the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, and that there's some legitimacy to the operator.
Oh yeah, that's just so important for building trust. So let's look at this from another perspective. Why mm-hmm. should you potentially franchise your business?
Sure. There are typically three reasons why someone would look to franchise their business. The first is just the cost of expanding, money. Franchising is a vehicle where you're using other people's money essentially to grow your business. Someone else invests their time and their effort into developing and growing that local market. Number two is people. And I think for home businesses, especially service-based businesses, it's really 1A and 1B here for the reasons, because you're getting that vested owner operator. And that nobody cares like the owner, who's going to make sure that things are done well and done right. And then the third reason why someone would look into franchising is really speed and the opportunity to grow more rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a successful business model, when would be a good time to franchise your business?
Sure. We have a few criteria. If you've thought about franchising, typically what we look for in a candidate that's considering franchising are the following. Number one, we want to make sure that you have a profitable prototype. Do you have an operating business, and is it profitable? And profit can vary depending on person to person, but essentially if you're an owner operator and making a living out of this and having enough to keep the business going and running, chances are you're probably profitable. Number two, that you have a service or a product that has preferably a national customer base, where there's customers, so that it makes sense to expand. And then we also want to take a look at, can you train someone how to do this in a reasonable time period? Meaning that could you train them in a day, a week, a month, maybe 2 months on how to run your business? And if they need a special certification or education, that they would already have those pre-existing coming in, or that they could secure those certifications through some educational institution.
Yeah, sometimes I've heard the term replicable.
Yes.
You have a business that, you know, can you put this together in a bunch of widgets, define them, and somebody else can then plug into that widget and take it over into a new territory.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And typically what we found is, as a business becomes profitable and has a service offering that has a national customer base, generally that replicability, that replication and ability to multiply, it's interesting. You tend to see the consistencies be there, where those successful operators have systems and processes that they've developed over time.
Well, can I franchise Home Business Magazine? I don't know. Sometimes I don't know if the magazine model, it's holding tough right now. Well, you know, but franchising is growing. Why are more business owners embracing this franchise expansion model?
Sure. Well, I think the big reason is really finding that vested owner operator. When you expand through company-owned locations, you're hiring a manager, and you have to train them. And managers come and go, and they come and go. Owners do not come and go very often. They stick around. You're signing typically an initial term, 10-year term, to a franchise agreement. So this is more like a marriage that we talk a lot about in the franchise world. So you're getting that vested owner, and the franchisee is considering the franchise because it is a proven model. So it's helping them avoid some risk of having to figure out how to do this and how to manage the customer base and manage collections and marketing and all of the aspects in running a business. most of which have been figured out for them. So it really is a powerful, powerful business model.
So in other words, if you do it right and go through the steps properly, you could reduce your business risk in expansion.
Absolutely. A good franchise company should be providing to that franchisee upfront training and ongoing support and existing marketing systems and collateral and probably operational systems that includes software systems to manage accounting and operations and customer management systems and so on.
So speaking more on that, learning from experts is critical. Why should you consult with the franchise team to provide support for expansion?
Sure. So working with a franchise consultant to help you and franchising your business, that's what we do every day. And part of the value is really having a guide to work with you. We've had the advantage of working with hundreds of clients over many years of doing this, and we've seen a lot of commonalities that come along and common pitfalls and mistakes that we see franchisors make early on. So we help avoid, we guide our clients to help avoid some of those common pitfalls and mistakes that happen. And generally, you're able to get through that process much more quickly with less heartache and headache and generally more cost effectively as well.
Well, I know I wouldn't design a website without a website developer, and I certainly wouldn't go into franchising without somebody to guide me along those ways as a consultant also. Well, Tom DeFore, this has been a great discussion on franchises and franchising your business. Do you have any final points you would like to share?
I would just say to any of your audience members who are considering franchising or just looking for any information, we would welcome to be a resource. We offer a free consultation to anybody thinking about franchising to see if it might be a good fit. So, and we'd offer that to all of your listeners and viewers as well, we offer that free consultation anytime they'd have an interest in learning a little bit more.
Okay, I'm going to be calling you soon for a Franchising Home Business Magazine.
You got it.
Tom DeFore, thank you for being such a wonderful guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Of course. To learn more about Tom DeFore and Big Sky Franchise Team, visit BigSkyFranchiseTeam.com or our website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and on our website, HomeBusinessMag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit HomeBusinessMag.com or the Expo at HomeBusinessExpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.